Now this is a dictation for Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Hubscher, H-U-B-S-C-H-E-R, March 1348. Address as a letter to Dr. Young, Y-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Young, a follow-up for Mrs. Hubschner, who has history of low magnesium, low sodium concentration, and variable kidney function. I have not seen her since October 2019, before the pandemic. She comes now in person. She passed the winter in Florida. Back in May, in Florida, developed a decreased mental status, admitted to the hospital with urosepsis, was there for 4 or 5 days. Apparently a resistant bacteria. We will try to obtain discharge summary. She denies at that time any stroke, heart attack, gastrointestinal bleeding, liver disease, or requiring dialysis. She was not in the intensive care unit. On her way back home, 2 days after being released from the hospital, she developed coronavirus, did not require readmission. There was upper respiratory symptoms, sore throat, did not require any oxygen, although there was severe weakness that it took a while to improve. Presently, all the review system appears to be negative. I review medications, blood pressure, metoprolol, valsartan, and norvasc on diabetes cholesterol management, remains on Vesicare for urinary frequency, Prilosec for esophageal reflux, and for problems of low magnesium, remains on amiloride, A-M-I-L-O-R-I-D-E. I'm not aware of recurrence of rectal cancer. Anal cancer. Next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure 130 over 50, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, attentive, no gross respiratory cardiovascular abnormalities, no gross skin mucosal problems or lymph nodes, no abdominal tenderness ascites, and no gross edema, no neurological deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries in July, creatinine above baseline, presently 1.3, baseline is 1.1, 1.2, is true that there has been isolated high levels that returns to normal. If this will be a steady state, GFR will be 40. There was a low sodium, 132, a high potassium, 5.2, a normal acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal magnesium, 1.6, and anemia, 10.2, with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent urosepsis did not require pressure support. We will obtain records to see if there was any change of kidney function. Apparently, a resistant bacteria. Next number, question, progressive kidney disease or recent acute renal failure at the time of urosepsis with new steady state. We will monitor over time. Next number, low sodium concentration. Next number, hyperkalemia. Next number, presently normal magnesium. Previously documented some renal wasting. Prior anal cancer, no recurrence. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Next paragraph, comments. I'm going to place on hold the amiloride. In a week, check electrolytes, potassium, magnesium, and kidney function. We will decide to go back on that or alternative medications. Continue same blood pressure treatment. She is not on any diuretics. There is no reported diarrhea at this point in time. Some of the magnesium problems has been the persistent use of Prilosec that she has not been able to discontinue because of symptoms of reflux. As you are aware, Prilosec can do decrease in gastrointestinal absorption of magnesium. All questions answered. End of dictation.